don't hate your neighbor, hug your neighbor this morning, you know what I mean?
It's hard to think that something like this happens to us and to our fellow Americans, but God knows the reason why, and it's this reason to bring us all together through the power of prayer and loving one another. This is just another step to get closer to God.
You know, it's tragic that a child was killed, you know, and regardless of political or religion or whatever, I mean, let's face the facts. You know, we've got an issue here. Let's, you know, take care of the families and the children that were involved.
Okay, what I want to say is I don't have words to say how I feel other than they are a bunch of cowards who ever did this. That's my final statement on that.
I work at a grade school, and it just breaks my heart that they turned something political that has affected children. Children don't care about politics. They don't care. They don't care what their parents are even thinking about on politics. They just are kids, and we need to let them be kids. And very tragic. When 9/11 happened, that was the first thing President Bush said was, I don't care what religion you are, but go to a church.
Now, this being the main topic of anything, I think it's just changed the way people think now that debating and politicism is the only thing to talk about when it comes to any kind of situation, whether it's tragedy or whatnot.
Do you think part of it has to do with the fact that we are so busy fighting amongst ourselves all the time that we can't even agree in the wake of a tragedy?
Well, I mean, I've already said that America is its worst enemy of its own self because think that it's okay to argue amongst each other and put each other down rather than lift each other up.
And it's really obsessive to me that you watch the news this morning and they're wanting to find out who did it and why instead of focusing on all of the people that did the good deed of helping others yesterday in a time of need and focusing on the people that are the victims instead of the people that caused this mess. And then they wonder why we have teenagers or young adults trying to replicate these bombs when they put it on TV and describe the materials that were used to make these things. It's just sickening to me.
Hey, I totally agree with both of you. I think that we need to be on our knees praying for those that were involved in this whole mess. And I think that hearing the song God Bless the USA might help this morning.
As somebody who was in the military during 9/11, I'm very aware of how all this seems to the outside world. You know, it's black eye, it's a knockdown. But the one thing we all have to remember is to take that anger and channel it and don't become complacent. Keep your eyes out at all times for anything and report anything and everything that looks out of place. That's all we can do. Stand together. Don't bicker. We have to stand together as one. It's the only way we'll ever get through anything like this.
I just got to work yesterday when I found out about the tragedy. And my biggest thing, irritation right now, is that whenever something tragic like this occurs, we have people that are like, well, they're not like, what can I do? They're saying, what's the president going to do? Or what's Congress going to do? No, you should be saying, what can I do? How can I change this? Because it's not the president's responsibility to change people.
You know, I think you're exactly right on this, on the politician thing. They're doing exactly what these people want them to do, point fingers at each other and start saying it's their fault, it's his fault, instead of finding out who did it and making them pay.
Being in the United States, people can choose to be Democrat or Republican. They can choose, you know, to be black or Hispanic or whatever, or they can choose to be an American. And it doesn't matter what religion, what political, what race they are. If you're going to be in America, then be an American and stop with this awful nonsense of killing people.